listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Doug Pound, the all-new 2015 Crucial Catch Pink Gear is here at the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium and
online. Love it.
At shop.clevelandbrowns.com. They also have the Salute to Service gear.
The Salute to Service gear is fresh.
It is solid.
I like yours,
yeah.
Which I gave you the compliment on, but I like the hoodie.
The hoodie is nice. Yeah.
It's good and stuff. I just think, I mean.
It's a better green than last year. It's a darker green.
Is it? Okay. I just think, I mean, who doesn't know someone? This is what I love about the NFL, and I know you can say it's all about money and so on and so forth, but it's not. It's about awareness, which, speaking of awareness, and I'll get back to my point, is we're almost in Movember, which means the stash is coming out for the entire month. So,
are you really doing it?
All you, if the production team here and at Channel 5 will allow me, I will. Because it's all about creating a conversation about, you know, men's diseases and things of that sort by growing their mustache. But how cool is it that the game has grown and it is so lucrative that everyone, at least I know in my life, I know many service members, and to pay homage to them and what they do because they have bigger guts and bigger balls than I do. I get to play a game. And I always said that in living in San Diego is guys would look to me like, oh, man, thanks so much for what you do. And I'm like, what? I put on a helmet and go play a game. Like, dude, you got bullets flying, bro. Thank you. And then who does not know someone who's been affected by cancer? And I think, in some cases, you know, the breast cancer is becoming so prominent for the ladies out there. I think it's a great thing the NFL does. And I think that the players, you can see that they want to wear the pink. When the pink shows up, I know that's how it was for me. When the pink showed up in your locker room, you couldn't get enough. And then you will see, I mean, as we watch practice or so on and so forth, or we try to, the guys will continue to wear the pink stuff throughout practice. But, of course, the NFL mandates they have to go back to the norm and wear the standard uniforms moving forward out of the month of October.
That's right. And this Sunday's game at First Energy Stadium is the Browns Salute to Service game.
Right. So camo,
look out.
Coach, you know Coach Pett will be decked out like he always is.
He was making fun of me yesterday. He's like, you're like the kid who goes back to school and has to get the coolest thing right away because I was wearing the Salute to Service jacket already.
Yeah.
And he was making fun of me for it.
Probably because his hasn't showed up yet.
I'm like, I bought it
right
myself.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that it's green.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a nice green.
I dig it.
Nice green. All right, that'll do it for us today. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys here on ESPN 850 WKNR, and we'll be back tomorrow starting to turn the page and look at this Arizona Cardinals team, plus it's Mailbag Wednesday. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, as he starts his week of preparation for the Cardinals. For Dave DiNatale, our great producer, and for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura, thanking all of you for listening and thanking all of you for calling in today. Good discussion here on the Cleveland Browns coming off of that tough loss to the St. Louis Rams. That'll do it for us today. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
Have a good day, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.